Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is September the 2nd, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel, chapters 22 to 24, Standing in the Gap on Behalf of Others. We read in Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 30 and 31 like this. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God. In one of the saddest verses in the book of Ezekiel, God himself confesses that he found no one who could stand in the gap in order to stem the tide that will inevitably bring destruction. God could not find a qualified spiritual leader to stand before God in intercession and lead the people to repentance. Making a wall gives us an image of leading the people to repentance. This is what God had to say about the false prophets earlier in chapter 13 verse 5. You have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord. Standing in the gap gives an image of interceding to God for his people. In the history of Israel, God has raised up gap people to stand in the breach and stay off the judgment. Moses and Phinehas were such men, as were Joseph and Samuel. The imagery here is also that of a wall with a section broken down by a siege. If no soldier stands in the gap to repulse the enemy, the city surely will be taken. God represented himself as against his people, and he was unable to find anyone who could turn away the coming judgment. All classes of society were guilty before the Lord. That included rulers, priests, magistrates, prophets, and people. Thus, not a righteous person, a reformer, or an intercessor could be found in Israel to stand before God. Today, God is not looking for new methods or programs, but he is looking for gap people with the courage to stand for what is right, even if they must stand alone. They will not only build strong walls, but become walls by standing in the gap in the hour of danger. As a gap people, we can act as go-betweens in the troubles around us by standing in the gap to bridge chasms of indifference and oppression. We can do what we can to stem the tide of evil and tell others of the opportunity to know God through His Son Jesus Christ. Above all, we can earnestly intercede to God on behalf of others in prayer. Remember, one person can make all the difference. Will that person be you?